further evidence of modified spin down in sun-like stars, pileups in the temperature period distribution, by Trevor J. David et al. We combine stellar surface rotation periods determined from NASA's Kepler mission with spectroscopic temperatures to demonstrate the existence of pileups at the long period and short period edges of the temperature period distribution for main sequence stars with temperatures exceeding approximately 5500 kelvins. The long period pileup is well described by a curve of constant Rossby number, with the critical value of Rockrit is less than or equal to 2. The long period pileup was predicted by Van Sarders et al. 2019, as a consequence of weakened magnetic braking, in which wind-driven angular momentum losses cease once stars reach a critical Rossby number. Stars in the long-period pileup are found to have a wide range of ages, approximately 2-6 giga-years, meaning that, along the pileup, rotation period is strongly predictive of a star's surface temperature but weakly predictive of its age. The short-period pileup, which is also well described by a curve of constant Rossby number, is not a prediction of the weakened magnetic braking hypothesis but may instead be related to a phase of slowed surface spin-down due to core-envelope coupling. The same mechanism was proposed by Curtis et al. 2020, to explain the overlapping rotation sequences of low-mass members of differently aged open clusters. The relative dearth of stars with intermediate rotation periods between the short and long period pileups is also well described by a curve of constant Rossby number, which aligns with the period gap initially discovered by McQuillan et al. 2013a, in M-type stars. These observations provide further support for the hypothesis that the period gap is due to stellar astrophysics, rather than a non-uniform star formation history in the Kepler field. This was further evidence of modified spin-down in sun-like stars. Pileups in the temperature period distribution, by Trevor J. David et al.